What was the reaction of other people in the community to the organization of the unemployed?
Reaction was, in most cases, very good. Every so often, we would take up, go around with a tag day of a sort, and we would go from one of the stores from one to another, and so on and so forth. And we found that they were quite sympathetic in that they would always donate a small amount. They didn't have it to donate, so whatever they gave, we appreciated. Mm-hmm. And this happened quite often when we got into a bind where we needed a little extra money to go to Victoria or something on a delegation where the organization, the unemployed, would get together from provincial wide and want to go to Victoria. Well, then we'd have to take up a collection of, go around to the stores and that, and see what money we could raise, maybe hold a dance or two or something.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did Burnaby send delegates to any other central meeting, say of Greater Vancouver Unemployed or anything like that?
No, I think there was some connection. It was all connected together, I remember, but I just can't tell you about sending delegates because I never did go myself. And when you haven't gone, you don't really know exactly right. What happened, because I know that they were connected some way, because it was called that right across the Lower Mainland. I know whether it was in the interior or not, I couldn't tell you, but in the Lower Mainland was pretty strong this way, in Vancouver, especially South Vancouver, and well, we were just like brother and sister across the line.
Do you think the organization was stronger in Burnaby than in some other areas?
No, stronger than it was in Vancouver East and Vancouver South. The unemployment, that was where the unemployment was, in Burnaby and in Vancouver South. In the better parts of Vancouver, of course, they didn't feel it too much, but they did have their unemployed quite too, I guess. But that is the working class districts, and that's where you found your unemployed, because they're the ones that are hit first.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wondered, all these unemployed organizations were affiliated to the Communist Party, weren't they? Or to the Workers' Unity League, which was...
Yes, there was some of them were, yes, but I don't know whether this one was or not. I couldn't tell you for sure. That the Workers' Unity League was a good organization, and started for the betterment of all the unemployed at that particular, not only unemployed but all workers. That was the idea of it. Yeah, it was to give a helping hand to the working people.
I wondered if there was any overall direction of what stands you should take on issues or what demands you should make.
I guess we did have them come through, but not officially from some of the members of our unemployed organization that were maybe belonged to the Communist Party or belonged to the Unity League. We know they were there and that, and we knew these were good speakers, lots of them were very good speakers. And this their theory was that, of course, we understood that. I knew it because I was maybe part and partial of all that understanding. And I knew these things, but a lot of them didn't know what they were talking about, but I understand that they were what they were talking about, because in unity there is strength, and that's the only solution to the working man today. And where today they're bickering amongst themselves and having a lot of troubles.
Do you think the organization was successful?
It was successful until till things started to get a little better, and then there was certain ones drifted off, and sometimes the key ones even would get a job and they'd leave it, and this is where the ranks began to get thinner and thinner. And by 1938, it had more or less disappeared, because, and then of course the next year was, they made the last big drive in 38 to try and organize all the unemployed that was in British Columbia with the labor movement. That is, and I think Workers' Unity League was one of the ones behind this to organize the two into the labor movement. And the Vancouver District Labor Council, Trades and Labor Council, I guess it was in them days. And there was quite a talk about it. But we even sent delegates, I think, if I remember rightly, to the Labor Council. But then the war broke out, and of course eventually the whole thing just...
Well, at the peak, at the time when you were best organized, how often would the group have met?
Oh, we met every week.
Every week?
Yeah, oh yes.
How long would meetings go on?
Oh, sometimes 2 hours, and quite likely there was some hot discussion sometimes. The factions, the right wing and the left wings, you know, one wanted the militant action, and another one said, no, we've got to do it the peaceful way, and this is the way it went, and another one said, no. You know, they had to be a little militant when they started to act, and they found it out when they went down to meet the commissioner, because he wasn't going to back down from nobody, or seemed that way.
So he created militancy even in the ones who didn't really believe in it.
Yeah, we tell them, get down there to that demonstration, even if you sit in the background.